It's 36 minutes past the hour of 8 a.m. I have in the studio with me somebody who is a dreamer and somebody who is dreaming of doing something that is totally fabulous and awesome. And if you got $5, you can be a part of it. In the studio with me this morning is Laura Beth Messmer-Lopez. Good morning to you.
Hi, Rosie.
Not at all. Thanks for being with us here this morning.
Thank you.
Now, right now, you are spending part of your time living in Corralitos. And you have a dream. And your dream involves veterans.
Yes, it does.
And it involves doing something locally. So let's first start out with you. You are a mom.
I am a mom. I was a single mom. I have two daughters. One of them was in the Navy. She was in for 6 years. She went to the Gulf 3 times. And she is part of the, she is one of the main reasons that this is going, and that is that my daughter was a victim of military sexual trauma. And when she reported it, she was told to suck it up because she was told that this is the way it goes and there's really nothing that can be done about it.
When was this, Laura Beth?
This was in early 2000s. Yeah, right after 9/11.
And she was on active duty at the
time? She was on active duty. She was on an aircraft carrier in the middle of the Gulf. Yes. And so she had nowhere to go. She had no one to turn to. And the person who was her abuser was her immediate supervisor. And so she had nowhere to go but up. And his supervisor was the one that told her that, sorry, this is the way it happens. You know, and my daughter was really strong. My daughter got through it. But there are a lot of women out there who don't get through it. And there are a lot of women that wind up coming back with PTSD as a result of this because it doesn't happen once. It doesn't happen twice. It happens multiple times because nothing is done about it.
And because there's nowhere to go.
Because
so it's a vicious circle.
It absolutely is.
Is she still in the service now?
No. She got out after 6 years. She said she just couldn't. She couldn't deal with it. She couldn't deal with that kind of mentality.
And how is her space now? How's she doing now?
She's fine. Thank you for asking. She's fine. She's a real estate agent up in Washington.
Oh, good
yes.
for her.
Yeah, she's doing very well. Thank you so much for asking.
Good. So this obviously as a mom then weighed on you very heavily.
Absolutely. There was nothing I could do from back here. There was nothing. And I was a single parent. I had another daughter that I was raising that I was, you know, taking care of. And it was a very, very difficult time. Very lot of sleepless nights.
Yes, I imagine, especially when she's far away and on an aircraft carrier.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It was rough. It was a rough time.
How old was she at the time?
She was 20.
So very young, because a lot of women, of course, who are young when they join the service.
Absolutely.
She was as right are guys, for that matter.
Right. But right out of college, like most of them, and she went in to get the GI Bill because she wanted to become a doctor. She knew that as a single parent, there's no way I could afford to send her to school. So that's what she chose to do. And that's what that's the things that she got.
Hmm. Not very big thank you, is it?
No, it wasn't.
So you've cogitated on this now for these years.
Yes.
And you have a dream that if it were to happen, and I, knowing you and knowing your family, I would not be at all surprised to see this come about. But you have, you want to have a facility that will help veterans, specifically women.
Yes.
Who are facing life-altering challenges, to have a place to go and to have a place to be.
Yes.
And that place would be right here in the hills above Aptos.
It is. It's a beautiful area. It's 72 acres. We're going to be able to help 76 women and their children. And because there are a lot of single parents coming out, a lot of single moms coming out of the military who have no place to go, who wind up homeless. And some of these women commit suicide, and that leaves the children. Where? So yes, we're putting this together. We're going to provide equine therapy. We're going to bring everything to them. Whereas normal housing, they have to go out to the therapy. We're different in that everything comes to them. Equine therapy, canine companionship, garden therapy, music therapy. We have all kinds of professionals lined up so that, and ready to go once we're set up. It's a fabulous, fabulous way for them to understand and know that they're not alone going through this. We're going to help them get to their VA appointments. We're going to help the children get to school. We're going to provide everything that they need so that they can heal and that they can become whole again. And they can get past this and they can do what they want to do with their lives. Because right now they're stuck. Right now they're warehoused and they're told, you know, come in at 2, come in at 3, come in at 4. They have an hour to spend with their counselor, and then they go back. Then they still have all that time to remunerate. No, what we do is we provide all these activities for them. We're going to have neighborhood barbecues so that they can get to go know their neighbors and let to know that, hey, you guys are not alone. You have a support system here. You are respected, and we want to help you get through this.
Okay, this is, it's big, let me tell you.
It is.
This family doesn't do anything small. We're going to come back and talk more with Laura Beth Messimer-Lopez in just a moment. It's 42 past 8. In the studio with me this morning is Laura Beth Messimer-Lopez. She is the CEO and founder of, and I hope I pronounce it correctly, Las Sonrisas.
That's very close.
And what does that mean?
That means a smile. The smiles. That's what we need.
Yeah,
smiles.
We do. You're right, actually. Mm-hmm. This, you're talking about 75 acres in Aptos.
Mm-hmm. Just about.
72. Mm-hmm. Aptos, as we know, is not, how can I put this? It's not cheap. That's how I can put
yes.
it. And 72 acres isn't cheap. And being able to put together housing and facilities and everything mm-hmm. that you need to do in mm-hmm. order to have this become a reality and come into fruition, you must be talking about a lot of money.
We are talking about a lot of money, but you know, my dad always told me that you eat an elephant one bite at a time, and that's what we're doing. We're breaking this down into little chunks. The first chunk that we need is enough to secure the property, and that's $3.5 million. That will provide us the funds to not only get the property but get the infrastructure started, since it's raw property.
Mm-hmm.
So we do have to start from scratch.
And so you're lying awake at night and you're thinking, okay, well, this happened to my daughter.
Mm-hmm.
It's happening to other people's daughters.
Mm-hmm.
They are getting the PTSD and these problems as a result of situations that they're occurring whilst they're in the services. Now I'm going to get a property and I'm going to make it okay for them.
That's correct. What we're doing is we are focusing on their needs. We're focusing on a camaraderie. We're focusing on what they need to heal. We want to provide them with everything so they don't have to worry about whether or not they're going to have a place to live, whether or not they're going to have food on their table, how they're going to get to their next appointment, how the children are going to get to school. The ranch will be accessible 24 hours a day. So if at 9 o'clock at night and they can't sleep, they want to go ride their horse, there's going to be security on site at night. And so they can be escorted around. There'll be the entire perimeter will be bathed. They can ride, and the horses see better at night anyway, so they prefer to do that. So they have access to everything 24 hours a day. And as you know, we don't always sleep, you know, from 10 to 6 in the morning. If you got things on your mind, you're up and you can't sleep and you've got to get out and you've got to do something. And this provides them that avenue to be able to be in a really safe, secure environment and do what they need to do to heal. One of the shining features of this property is this wonderful meditation center that we have on the top of the highest hill, and it overlooks the ocean. And so, and that'll be available day and night to these women. So they can go up and they can meditate, they can yoga, they can just sit, they can watch the ocean, they can clear their head, they can do what they need to do to get past these speed bumps that have come into their life as a result of you and me having our freedom. They raised their right hand. They said, I'll defend and I'll serve, but we don't do our part when they come back. And the VA doesn't have the capability to handle all the women that are coming back with PTSD and MST. The community has got to step in. The community has to come to their aid. They did it for us. We need to do it for them. It's our time.
The reality of that is the first $3.5 million.
That's correct. All we need $5. We need your Starbucks for today. That's all we need. Just if everyone is chipping your $5 or $10. We're really looking for the big corporate donors. We're looking for the Driscoll's and the Monterey Bay Aquarium and the Granite and all these people that are in the community. All of our professional people that we have hired and onboard are community members. We want this. We want the community to rally around these women. Let them know that they're appreciated. Let them know that there's a place for them to go. Let them know that there's a place for them to heal.
And you already have a board formed for Las Cruces.
We have a board of directors. Everything is set. We are a corporation in California. Our 501c3 paperwork is in and being processed right now by the IRS. We are set to go. Absolutely. Our business plan is set. Everything is ready to go.
Big dreamer you are.
It can be done, and it should be done.
Yes, you're right. It should be done. That you suddenly you just say that your paperwork is with the IRS. They have some money.
Maybe they have some of mine. That's for sure.
Now, where are websites that folks can go to?
GoFundMe.
GoFundMe.com
/ Las Sonrisas.
And that is SONRISAS, so that people know.
It's Las Sonrisas.
Las Sonrisas.
LASSONRISAS. Sorry, just got sidetracked. And also SonrisasInc.org is our website. So one of the things that we really, really need and would love to have are a group of grandmas out there who can help us with quilting. We want to provide a quilt for each and every woman that comes in and their children so that they can have this and they can take this with them. And this will be a sign and they can look back at it in 20 years and say, this is what helped me heal. This is what I slept under when I was getting better.
And there is an amazing, amazing quilting group here. I have not only had the pleasure of seeing the work that they do down in Watsonville, but they put on an annual event and what have you. So hopefully if somebody is listening, they can reach out. You know, that's very interesting. I had a friend of mine pass away some years ago, and before he passed away, he asked his wife to make healing blankets for a few people in his immediate circle of friends. And I was one of those people, and I received the blanket after he passed away. His wife made them. And I tell you, every time I'm sick and I sleep under that blanket, there's certainly something different.
It's an energy, absolutely.
It is, I'm knowing it was made that way. So I think that that's a very wonderful thing. How long did it take you to come up with this from the first time it crossed your mind where you are now? Because you've got pretty impressive looking paperwork and folders and all of this stuff, and it's all professional.
Well, it's been bubbling in the back of my head for a long, long time since my daughter was in the Navy, but I never knew how to bring it. I never knew how to bring it to the surface. And it literally was over with talking with my brother, who was the COO of the organization. We were just chatting back and forth about how we can do this, what can we do. And it just kind of grew. And we started with a property within the city limits, but we were zoned out. There were too many things that we couldn't do that we wanted to do. Mm-hmm. So that's why we started looking elsewhere. And that's when we found the property back on Valencia School Road.
Well, let's hope that there is somebody listening, even if they have just $5.
$5 would be we'd be so appreciative.
$5 will start it off, ladies and gentlemen, and it is Sonrisas Inc. So I will spell that for you, www.sonrisasinc.org or on Facebook. We will post this information for you, the listeners, on our Good Morning Monterey Bay Facebook page. But again, so we're looking for donations. We're looking for people perhaps who might be interested in getting on board. And we're also
looking at corporate
donors. And we're looking for people that like to quilt. So there's a broad spectrum of the population here that can help you out. And I hope they will. And this is a really wonderful thing that you want to do. I suppose dream big is the way to go.
We just need the community to rally. We just need them to be behind this. This is so important. These women need us. And it's time for all of us to step up and get this done.
Good stuff. Thank you so much for your time this
morning. Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Not at all. Laura Beth Messimer-Lopez, she is the CEO and founder of this project. And again, we will put all of that information for you up on our Facebook page. That's Good Morning Monterey Bay. 8:54.